recorded in a really long time. I'm high and I have my bowls with me. So new age. Anyway, I wanted to read some poems because isn't that what poets do? They read their poems. Mimic, pretend, you're sadistic and sloppy. A body of riot silenced. The shadows you cast object the way your body moves. They send mathematics to cut you in half. You're a negative fraction, a curve and a flat line, congruent or solid. I'm not good with numbers or equations. I'm better at signaling ships, idling at the chaos of stillness. I'm nothing in the big scheme, but I am everything in this skin. I am an average name behind eyes, a cylindrical laugh in the thighs. I simmer and boil and decline. A plane crash swooped with a spine, or a flight of a wing intertwined. The cure in my blood is the balm obtained from the sun when it's calm. Some of us are lucky that way, to be blissfully and partially dead, to explain all you are to your head and believe all the lies you've been fed. I am 3 times the number of planets. You are all of the galaxies, naked. I am you when you tend to be me on your good days. I am you when I'm feeling like Wednesday, or Odin, or Mercury, which translates to poetry, which is back to the end of my average name. And the way that I conjure up nothing and pretend that I matter, when you matter the most of them all. I am 3 minus 3 plus a million. My abstraction is embossed pedophilia from a garden of bruises, vermilion. I am taking my way past the echoes. Sorry, I am talking my way past the echoes of all of the men and the women that severed myself from my essence. I can see the layers undressing, and I'm witness to this tiny blessing. Do you, I know you do, poet that's listening. Sometimes you write shit and I'm like, where was I when I wrote that? Like, you know, psychologically, physically, emotionally, like, because it makes, sometimes I remember absolutely where I was, and sometimes, like, right now, I'm like, where was I? Yeah. Last one. I recorded my own voice onto a cassette tape, a bootleg prediction, a production of curiosity and boredom. When we play games with God, we end up finding everything we thought we'd lost. We chime into the night, crickets of misery. We miss the basic skills, we complicate the latch, we dull the senses to remain idle in the crib. They call it neurosis when we jump to conclusions, when we pretend we are fortune tellers. When we dialogue our way out of love and friendships, we are whole. But we enjoy ourselves in slices to make sure we don't go over our carb count. All we need is faith in vibration, faith in the miracle of our ignorance. How long do you plan on screaming into the void about the life you chose